sbs.com.au/khmer
ការចេះនិងនិយាយភាសាអង់គ្លេសអាចជួយឲ្យជីវិតរបស់អ្នកប្រសើរឡើងនៅក្នុងប្រទេសអូស្ត្រាលី SBS មាន podcast ថ្មីដែលពន្យល់អំពីជីវិតនិងសំនួនវោហាររបស់ប្រជាជនអូស្ត្រាលីអ្នកនឹងបង្កើនជំនាញភាសាអង់គ្លេសរបស់អ្នកស្វែងយល់អំពីប្រទេសអូស្ត្រាលីនិងរីករាយនៅក្នុងពេលតែមួយសូមស្ដាប់ភាគចុងក្រោយរបស់យើងដូចតទៅ
Learning English makes it easier to travel.
Hello, you are listening to the SBS Learn English podcast, where we help Australians to speak, understand, and connect through English. My name is Josipa, and like you, I'm learning the English language. And this week, we are going to practice some useful phrases you can use when picking up and dropping off a rental. By the way, dropping off a rental means returning the rented car. But before we get into our lesson, let me remind you that we have learning notes, quizzes and transcripts on our website, so you can go back over the language we have used in this episode. Australia is a beautiful country with different landscapes to explore, and I often get itchy feet. We say that someone gets itchy feet when they feel the need to travel or do something new. If, like me, you rent a car when you want to explore, you might find the following conversation very useful. Today, Alan is working as a receptionist at a car rental, and Marianne is his customer.
Hi, I booked online and I'm here to pick up my rental.
Hello.
Here is my credit card and driver's license.
Thanks. Ah, yes, I see your booking. Can I please confirm that you'll be the sole driver? Will there be anyone under 25 driving this vehicle?
Yes, I'll be the only one driving, and I'm way past 25. My friend will be with me on the road trip, but she doesn't drive.
Okay, I've noted that down. Would you like to pay extra to reduce your excess?
I don't think so. I think it's unlikely I'll have an accident, so I'll opt out this time.
I think I have everything I need from you. You should be good to go.
Thanks. I better hit the road to beat rush hour.
Let's take a closer look at what they said. First, we have Marianne.
Hi, I booked online and I'm here to pick up my rental.
Here, rental refers to a rental car. Rental can also refer to anything that is rented, such as a house or a piece of equipment. For example, someone renting a house can say, "This isn't my house, it's a rental." Alan then said,
"Can I please confirm that you'll be the sole driver? Will there be anyone under 25 driving this vehicle?"
Alan confirms with Marianne if she's the sole driver, or the only driver of the rental. He also asks about the age of any other drivers. The reason why Alan is confirming whether there are other drivers and if they are under 25 is because car rental companies will typically add on a daily surcharge or extra fee if anyone driving the car is younger than 25 years old. Alan then asked Marianne,
"Would you like to pay extra to reduce your excess?"
The excess is the amount you need to pay the rental company if your hire car becomes damaged or stolen. Choosing to pay for this excess insurance means that if you have an accident, you won't need to pay so much to repair the damage. But this extra cost means that renting your vehicle is more expensive. Marianne then said,
"I think it's unlikely I'll have an accident, so I'll opt out this time."
To opt out means to choose not to participate in something, while to opt in means the opposite. You can say that you are opting out of something or opting into something that someone is inviting you to do. Alan then said,
"I think I have everything I need from you. You should be good to go."
Being good to go means that a person or even a thing is ready, usually ready to go. For example, my bags are packed, I'm good to go. Or, I've looked over this report at least 5 times, this should be good to go. At the end, we heard Marianne.
Thanks, I better hit the road to beat rush hour.
To hit the road means to start a journey. For example, it's getting late, I must hit the road. Rush hour is short for rush hour traffic. This occurs when a lot of cars are on the road, typically before the beginning or end of a workday. To beat the rush hour means to avoid it. Let's now turn our attention to words and phrases that are useful when you return a rental car. Marianne had a wonderful time on her road trip, and she's returning or dropping off her rental.
Hi, I'm here to return my rental. Don't worry, everything's in one piece, and I've filled up the tank at the servo.
Great, let's take a look at the vehicle. From what I can see, there are no signs of damage on the car. It looks the same as on the inspection report. Did you go anywhere off the beaten track?
We did. My friend was such a backseat driver that we got lost. We had so much fun though.
Sweet. I'm glad you enjoyed your trip.
Let's take a closer look at what Alan and Marianne said. First, we heard Marianne.
Hi. I'm here to return my rental. Don't worry, everything's in one piece, and I've filled up the tank at the servo.
When Marianne returns the rental car, she tells Alan that everything is in one piece. The phrase in one piece means that the car is not damaged. We can use the phrase in one piece to describe a person or a thing, especially after a stressful or dangerous situation. For example, I got into an accident last week, but thank goodness I'm all in one piece. Or the storm hit our town, but our house is still in one piece. Marianne also said that she filled up the tank at the servo. Servo is short for service station, where we can buy petrol or gas to fill our cars. In Australia, we usually use the word petrol. Whereas in America, it is more common for people to say gas. A rental car agreement will often say that you have to return the car with a full tank of petrol. Alan then said,
from what I can see, there are no signs of damage on the car. It looks the same as on the inspection report.
When you return a rental, the company checks for any signs of damage. The inspection report includes a note of any damage to the inside or the outside of the vehicle, how much fuel it has, and how many kilometers it has traveled before it is handed over to a customer. This is an important document because the company uses it when they check on damage to the car when you return it. If there is any damage on the car that is not in the report, you might have to pay to have it fixed.
Did you go anywhere off the beaten track?
A place that is off the beaten track is somewhere that does not get many visitors. Hidden caves, deserted islands, and tracks deep in the forest are examples of places that we can say are off the beaten track. Marianne then said,
my friend was such a backseat driver that we got lost.
While backseat driver often refers to a passenger who gives a direction that the driver doesn't want or need, we can also use it more generally to mean someone who is enthusiastic about giving advice about something they're not actually doing themselves and are not responsible for. For example, you can say, she's such a backseat driver. She knows nothing about cooking, but she keeps on giving instructions. At the end, Alan said,
sweet. I'm glad you enjoyed your trip.
Sweet means great or awesome. It can be used on its own as an expression, or to describe something wonderful. For example, we got a sweet deal on this rental. My guest today is my friend Chris. Chris, why do you love road trips so much?
What's there not to love? Blue sky, nice music, you live in the moment, always curious and open for new opportunities, exploring new communities. Yeah, I love road trips.
As you know, I don't have much experience on Australian roads. Can you tell me, what should I be careful about if I'm traveling from one state to another?
Well, the first thing to know is that each state and territory has their own set of road rules, and some are quite unusual. So the first thing to find out is what rules apply to the places you are visiting.
You mentioned unusual rules. Can you give some examples?
For example, in New South Wales, you could get a fine if you splash mud on people waiting at bus queues. If you splash water on them, then you're okay. But if there's mud in it, you could, in theory, get fined.
Any other rule that no one knows about?
Well, in Western Australia, a driver or passenger is not allowed to open or drink alcohol while inside a car, even if it's parked, if it's on a public street. The fine can range anywhere between $200 to $2,000.
Oh, wow, that hurts. That's even more than the cost of petrol at the servo nowadays. What about Victoria?
Melbourne has a particular rule called hook turns. The purpose of this kind of turn is to keep the centre of the road free for trams so that they can move more easily. So basically, when you're driving in the city centre, where there are trams, you need to use the left lane to turn right wherever you see the hook turn sign. Honestly, it sounds more complicated than it is.
Well, that's good to know for my trip to Melbourne next month. What about you, Chris? Any plans for a road trip soon?
Definitely. We're hitting the road as soon as the school holidays start. We'll probably head off to Tasmania, perhaps somewhere off the beaten track.
Sweet. I can't wait for all your stories then. Thank you, Chris. And now it's time for us to revisit some expressions we used in this episode. See if you can answer my questions before Chris. Backseat driver is...
Backseat driver is a passenger in a car who gives the driver advice they don't want or someone who eagerly gives advice about something they're not responsible for.
What is excess?
Excess is short for excess insurance. Excess insurance covers the amount you need to pay if the rental car is damaged or stolen.
To hit the road means...
To start a journey, to leave a place.
We heard a few useful expressions we can use when picking up a rental.
I booked online and I'm here to pick up my rental. I am the sole driver of the car. I want to opt in, opt out of paying extra to reduce my excess. I'd better hit the road to beat rush hour.
And we also heard a few useful expressions we can use when dropping off a rental.
There are no signs of damage on the car.
Everything's in one piece.
The car looks the same as in the inspection report.
I filled up the tank at the servo.
Now head to sbs.com.au/learnenglish and test your listening and understanding skills with our quiz. There you can also find additional learning notes and transcripts. If you would like to get in touch with us, send us an email, learnenglish@sbs.com.au, or reach out on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. Thank you for listening.
Learning English can change your life. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode and visit our website for learning notes and transcripts.